Infosys Wipro deliver a mixed bag in quarter two. Zomato parent Eternal's profit dips while revenue soars. Ola Electric forays into energy storage market. In funding roundup today, Zepto and Cuckoo bag $450 million and $85 million in funding, respectively.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get a podcast from. All right, time to catch up on today's biggest startup and tech stories. And there's a lot to cover today. Looks like it's earnings day. Let's start with the IT giants. Wipro and Infosys released their quarterly numbers today. And the numbers tell slightly different stories for both of these IT giants. Wipro posted a modest 1.15% jump in profit after tax to 3,246 crore rupees for the quarter ended June 30, and revenue was up just 2% to 22,697 crore rupees, slightly below estimates. Now, the IT major also shared guidance for its IT services segment, expecting growth in the range of negative 0.5% to positive 1.5% in constant currency terms. So Wipro is inching forward, but a slow quarter this time. Infosys, on the other hand, had a strong showing. Net profit jumped nearly 13.2% year-on-year to 7,364 crore rupees, beating analyst estimates. And revenue rose 8.6% to around 44,490 crore rupees. The company, some highlights include, the company announcing an interim dividend of rupees 23 per share, which was up nearly 10% from last year. And margins were broadly stable at 21%, though slightly below expectations. Now, for FY26, Infosys kept its revenue guidance at 2 to 3% in constant currency and maintained a 20 to 22% operating margin band. So overall, while the macro environment remains uncertain, Infosys seems to be holding steady. All right, moving on to the consumer tech space, Zomato's parent Eternal posted a mixed quarter. Revenue surged 183% to 13,590 crore rupees, but at the same time, net profit fell nearly 63% to 65 crore rupees, impacted by higher costs. So the company's grocery arm, which is Blinkit, saw revenue explode 756% to around 9,891 crore rupees after switching to an inventory-led model. Though if you look at the EBITDA, there seems to be a loss which is widened to 156 crore rupees. The company says this is due to rapid expansion of dark stores. So food delivery at Zomato seems to be back on track. The company's NOV or net order value is up 14% year-on-year, with profitability touching an all-time high of 5.3%. Now, the company's chief executive, Vinder Goyal, confirmed that Zomato won't launch a separate app for price-sensitive users, unlike some of its rivals, arguing the main app can serve everyone from bargain hunters to gourmet seekers, while reducing organizational complexity. At the same time, to lure budget-conscious diners, the company has halved its gold membership delivery fee from 199 rupees to 99 rupees. But looks like it wasn't all smooth sailing. The new 18% GST on delivery fees did weigh on growth. All right, shifting gears to electric mobility and energy. Ola Electric made a big announcement today. Bhavish Agarwal-led Ola is entering the battery energy storage systems market with the launch of Ola Shakti, a portable power solutions for homes, farms, and even small businesses. So the company says the energy storage systems are available in four configurations ranging from 1.5 kilowatt hour to 9.1 kilowatt hour, priced between 29,999 or around 30,000 to 1,60,000 for the first 10,000 units. And deliveries are scheduled for this Makar Sankranti 2026. Now, this, if we look at it, is part of Ola's broader diversification strategy. The company so far has two reportable segments, which is automotive and cell. And if we look at the numbers in quarter one of FY26, the automotive segment brought in 826 crore rupees in revenues, while the cell segment was around 3 crore rupees and also reported a loss of 69 crore rupees. So the idea here is to create a vertically integrated energy ecosystem spanning cell manufacturing to grid scale solutions without adding additional capex. Now, essentially, Ola is moving from just electric scooters to a wider clean energy play. And finally, some funding scoops that Moneycontrol reported first got confirmed today. Quick commerce player Zepto raised about $450 million in a new round led by CalPERS and General Catalyst, pushing its valuations to around $7 billion from $5 billion last year. And digital entertainment startup Cuckoo raised about $85 million in Series C funding to accelerate the content production and boost its AI capabilities. So this round was led by Granite Asia with participation from investors including Vertex Growth Fund, Krafton, IFC and Bitcraft. So both of these were reported by Moneycontrol, and looks like investors are betting big on India's content, AI and quick commerce space. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Moneycontrol. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Again, thanks a lot, listeners. Tune into Moneycontrol's Tech 3 podcast on the Moneycontrol website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. We air every Monday through Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Moneycontrol's Tech 3 podcast.